The former head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, has a new job in Maryland. Today, Governor Hogan announced that Redfield will serve as senior advisor and help advise the state's vaccine rollout, which is seeing a new supply of Johnson & Johnson shots.
Governor Larry Hogan says 40% of Maryland's eligible population is vaccinated.
I know how frustrating this is for the many other people who are currently eligible and cannot yet schedule appointments.
In announcing its allocation of 49,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccines rolling out this week, Hogan says the Six Flags mass vaccination site will see a doubling of its vaccine.
The Southern Maryland mass vaccination site at the Blue Crab Stadium in Charles County will now open this Thursday.
And in Western Maryland, the premium outlets in Hagerstown will serve as a mass vaccination site to open at the end of March. There are also sites in Baltimore and Salisbury. Get location details on the WTOP app. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Joining us live to talk about the hiring of Dr. Robert Redfield and his history with the Trump administration is Darius Tahir, e-health reporter for Politico Pro. Darius, on the one hand, I don't have to tell you that Redfield is a top-tier scientist. He has terrific credentials. But of course, the CDC had notable failings under his watch, including a COVID test that didn't work right at the start of the pandemic. If you're a Maryland resident tonight, you're trying to survive the pandemic, get vaccinated, are there any concerns with bringing in this former Trump administration member into the fold in Maryland?
Yeah, well, as you said, he's considered a top scientific mind. But as you also alluded to, his tenure at the CDC during the pandemic had a lot of questions. There was the botched rollout of the tests, and CDC officials and frontline workers were reportedly very disappointed with his failure to stand up for the scientific integrity of the agency. They was accused of diluting, helping to dilute some of the communications that the agency, you know, offers on the coronavirus, such as to help people take precautions in churches and other environments. So it is, you know, if you look at critics, a very mixed message. Record as head of the agency.
To dig a little deeper, what about Redfield's messaging on masks? Can an argument be made about whether people's lives could have been saved if that messaging had been different the past year?
Well, you know, scientists have been, you know, very clear, certainly later in the pandemic, that masking is a very effective tool for cutting down on the spread of the aerosols that spread the disease. And, you know, certainly if the federal government had taken a stronger role, I think, you know, a lot of public health people feel that it could have helped really slow down the spread of the disease.
I wanted to reference an article of yours from last year. I believe it was April of 2020. You were writing about Redfield, yeah. And the headline referred to him as the MAGA whisperer. What was that about?
He had, early in the pandemic, he really barnstormed a lot of conservative radio stations, other sort of, you know, Fox News, those types of outlets. And it was really a message at that time that he was spreading that, look, this is a very deadly disease, that, you know, taking precautions can not just help yourself, but also, you know, help protect really vulnerable people in society, you know, people who have, you know, weak immune systems, people who are, you know, fighting cancer, you know, older people. So he had really, you know, barnstormed quite strongly across a huge variety of conservative leaning outlets to get the message out in the spring.
And Darius, I know you are just working based on your reporting here. You're not in an analyst role, but do we know enough to know whether Redfield will bring value to Maryland's COVID effort, even as history may judge him differently?
Well, as you sort of alluded to early in the interview, he's, you know, I think considered pretty universally to be a sharp mind. He's also, you know, if you look at what critics say, he didn't do a great job at the CDC. And even in his past, he's had some questions. During his tenure as an HIV researcher, he had sort of been very excited by the idea of developing an HIV vaccine, as we all were, but was faced with accusations that he kind of tampered with data. He was ultimately cleared, but it's the sort of thing that has, you know, sort of stalked his reputation, you know, for some time. So he's a top mind, but he's also had some very persistent critics over his decades-long career as a scientist.
It is good to catch up with you a little bit and learn more about this. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Darius Tahir, e-health reporter for Politico Pro. We are going over the history of Dr. Robert Redfield, used to run the CDC under Donald Trump's administration. Now he'll be advising Maryland.